Okay, here we go.
I feel the liftoff. The clock has started.
That's good.
Roger.
Come on, crunch.
Morning show. Here are your hosts, Kyle and Kenny.
Oh, that's me. Good morning, Kenny.
What's happening?
Oh, nothing. Don't worry about it. Hey, what's going on? Everything's fine. It's really important that I have a talk with you real quick. Did you eat through the entire intro?
Yeah, I said I was going to.
Why? I didn't. I thought maybe you could start when we actually started the show and... And then, like, hey, Kenny, well, here, I'll act it out for us, okay? Good morning, Kenny.
Good morning, Kyle.
Well, what are you doing over there?
Well, I'm eating the curly fries from a bowl.
That sounds disgusting. Well, what else is new, though, with you? Because that's par for the course. Par 9, double eagle.
Just wait till I wash it down with some water.
What? Okay. Go ahead. Patreon.com/morningshow. What water are you drinking? Just bring this all back. We already had this discussion. It's fine.
It's sodium free. That's all you need to know.
Ah, so no salt. Do you put salt in your water? Your cold water? That's,
what?
I don't think you can. You can't dissolve it in there. Oh, so it's Thursday right now.
Well,
The first day of fall, in fact, September 22nd, 2016.
When does fall back? Is that later? That's not today, right?
That is not today. The first day of fall, I do not believe, is the day you fall back. It should be, just to kind of combine everything. But then it would get dark at like 4:30, and I just can't handle that right now. I feel like it just started getting dark at 9 p.m. down here in Southern California.
9 p.m.?
Like 3 weeks ago. Yeah.
Yeah, I'm eating this whole show.
Yeah, okay. That's fine. How many curly fries do you have?
A whole bowl full.
That's disgusting.
They're reheated.
Oh, so you didn't even just buy them now. You had them for how long? Go ahead.
I did not. No. The wife. She had them from a hamburger joint, and she brought them home, and she says, I don't want these, and she handed them to me, and I threw them in the toaster oven, which was awesome.
Yeah, that's the way to do it.
And they came out. I did wait a little too long. They cooled down a little too much. They're not like the hot, reheated, re-hot fries, but they'll do.
You didn't re-fry, like double fry them.
Oh, that would have been a good idea.
That's
too.
Not safe. I don't think that's safe at all. One thing you could do, you could put them back in the oven, but if they're warm first, that tends to be a little better because then the outside of the oven won't just get the like oil laden parts nice and crispy,
right.
And then the insides, especially with those like the prime curly fry that is essentially just the center core of a potato spiralized, but still one piece. You know what I'm talking about?
And somehow still raw in the middle.
Yeah, kind of.
What's that about?
Well, you know, when you don't fully spiralize, that was that PlayStation game, right? Spiralize the Dragon. You just turn and turn and then fry it twice. How far back am I going here?
I don't know. Fry, that's pretty close though, Kyle, with fry. Because
he
shot fire out of his face.
True.
Oh.
Oh boy. I don't even know where to go from this. The reason I mention it's Thursday is because we can't be here on Friday. So what we're doing right now is we're combining two shows somehow. It's going to be a 2-hour extravaganza.
Oh, no way. I don't have that many curly fries.
I might need to get some curly fries myself for this. But there were, let me just move on to this. There were a whole lot of announcements, Kenny, over the last week that somehow culminated in us being able to have enough to talk about on a Thursday show. So here it is. Google Allo, and hopefully not for your sunburn. It is their, what? Allo? Allo? It's not a question.
It's just Michael Caine saying hello.
Okay. All right. Well, the rest of what we'll be talking about, Keddy.
Allo.
Allo.
I'm Michael Caine.
I'm Google Allo. The mighty.
So breathy.
I'm super close to the microphone, so I can try to get this burp out of my stomach.
Hello, Master Wayne.
Yes. Hello to you, too. So Google Allo. We've been doing this way too long. Google Allo was launched, and you and I sent a couple messages back and forth to each other.
Well, a couple. I think it was a couple ones that we actually typed, and the rest of them were just canned responses.
Canned messages. So you can start out with something pretty great and get things like "that sucks" or what's wrong? What's wrong? Yeah, a lot of like when you just said nothing. Yeah, and I would just be like, "What's wrong?" Like,
right?
I feel
why
like
are you responding with one word?
That seems to be a perfect situation for texting my wife, like all the time, just
like really passive aggressive. Yeah.
Yes. Like, cool. Like, awesome. Thanks for being super short with me. What's wrong? Because that is right? For sure the best thing to always ask when absolutely nothing is wrong and no one has told you anything. Just ask what's wrong.
And you are able, or I should say you are only able to discern someone's attitude through text,
right?
Which is the worst.
Well, how big was the text? Was it large? Was it super tiny?
I had no idea
that
you could change the size of the text in Allo.
Oh gosh! Come on,
dog burp.
I'm getting that dog burp out, but it's still stuck. It's still really, really stuck.
In fact, at one point you said "fine," I said "promise," and you said "promise." Like, what's that?
So it's recontextualizing the messages you send to me and asking a question. So if you said fart and I said fart, would maybe both have interrobangs at the end?
Right, yeah.
I don't know.
Full on interrobang.
Well, you sent me a thumb. Okay, you're sending me something right now. I see you typing.
Oh, I changed my
and
mind.
And you stopped. Okay, I'm going to say yeah.
Okay.
Now what do you say?
I have no responses to yeah.
Perfect.
Because I have no context.
That's really good. So that's about how I feel about Allo, whatever, right now. Doesn't matter. Because it seems like the internet is just
it makes noises, too.
The internet is not excited about this.
Well, especially considering the news that they dropped the privacy feature that they promised. Right?
Well, they... the end-to-end encryption, you were saying?
Yeah. That was like their big thing. They're like, we're going to be just like WhatsApp and all those other things that promise end-to-end encryption.
Yes.
I'm drunk on curly fries over here.
No, I just need to jumble up the words, the letters again, and then it says encryption. It's fine. Your word encrypt.
Best Scrabble word right there.
Yeah, don't think so. That's not how that works. I think we're both in a really bad situation right now, trying to explain how this technology works without really having enjoyed it very much. But the internet.
We're not like trying to sell it. Are we?
No, we're not.
Stop burping.
I can't. I really can't. It hurts so bad.
Listeners know anything over the past 2.5 years, it's Kenny says and tries to make dumb jokes, and Kyle has to burp a lot.
The whole time. Released this week, Mac OS Sierra or macOS Sierra, I believe. That's what people are saying, right?
No, it's macOS.
MacOS.
It's like saying Marcos. It's like calling somebody's name Marcos, but you say it with a really thick accent. MacOS.
Scusa.
Marcos, Sierra.
Yeah, that's not how that works.
Vamos.
So do you have it installed? I mean, how yes. else can we talk about this? Okay.
Well, I've had the beta installed for a while. Haven't had any problems. with like stock apps. Ran into a few issues with some third party stuff, and I submitted bugs and whatnot and try to get them to, like, I don't know. It felt weird because I had to submit some bug reports, not to Apple but to these third parties.
Sure, to help them out.
Developers,
yeah.
And well, yeah. I thought, you know, I'm helping them out, but then I'm running into stuff that's like, you know, as a developer, you should have already fixed this.
Well, two gigantic things I believe have shown up over this week with this being out. One is that tabs are completely broken. Reportedly, all of the tabs.
What do you mean tabs?
Well, you're supposed to, in these new macOS Sierra apps, get tabs in every application, I believe. Now, I've heard reports that the tabs in Finder now are completely broken because of that. So I don't know. What? I don't know what the situation
is. I'm touching them right now. I got no problem.
You got your tabs? Okay. Well then, unsubstantiated claims then. How about this? Try this self-lacing shoe on, Kenny.
Huh?
Number two is something I can't remember now, and it's going to come back to me momentarily. I'm stalling. I'm stalling. No, it's hopefully out of my mouth because it hurts.
Burp.
Really bad. Really bad.
About macOS Sierra?
Yeah. Something about that. Doesn't matter. Hey, who cares?
Who cares?
Just one thing. One thing these days. That's all that's wrong with Apple products.
Hey, let us know. Like, you know, tweet at us or send Kyle an email. What's your email address, Kyle?
I don't have email. That's, no. Mm-mm. People.
All right, tweet at us.
Yeah. Please. Dog burps on Twitter.
Pizza Robotics on Twitter.
That's
or
you.
Morning Show AM on Twitter. Let us know what you think of macOS Sierra 10.12. Or what would that be? This. That. I forgot how to say 12.
Oh, this is really bad. This is really terrible. I feel like we have enough coffee in the morning to help us power through.
To really, like, yeah, power through, like, just blow past
things.
The beginning of the show.
Yeah, because
we're not going to right now because, no. Kyle, I want to tell you.
Tell me, please.
I think I've brought this up on the show before.
Okay.
But I have this really weird, I don't want to call it an addiction, but it's a fancy for watching, like, road rage and car crashes on YouTube, like compilations of them, just like one after another, all just laid out. Yeah. Car crashes, and it's not like brutal, violent car. No, it's like people rear end each other and then they get really mad, and it's really funny to watch. I don't know why I get such a kick out of it.
Have you yourself been in a situation similar to that?
I've been in one car accident.
Okay.
And it was my fault, and I felt really bad. And
you were mad.
Because I rear ended a guy on the freeway.
Ooh.
I felt really bad. I totaled my car. His car was almost perfectly fine because the front end of my Honda Civic went underneath the bumper of his Toyota Tundra truck.
Mm-hmm.
And so just his bumper, just the bottom of his bumper was just like, just a little bit. And meanwhile, the hood of my Civic had squished the engine block enough to break it. And it didn't hit my bumper because the truck in front of me was raised so much that my airbags didn't deploy.
Oh no.
So it could have, we were going at about 40 mile an hour, like moderate traffic speeds.
Yeah.
And I did it. Had we been going full speed and the airbag didn't deploy, I probably would be in full body cast still.
Yeah.
This was 5 years ago.
So there's something true.
Anyway, so and that time I didn't get mad. He wasn't mad.
So there's,
it was just like, oh, it's a bummer.
Are you? Do you like picking scabs? How can we get to the root of why you like this sort of thing? Okay, I'll say for me, I have been in a road rage incident before, where
what? I didn't know that.
Where someone stopped their car in the middle of the road. I stopped behind them. No way to get around because there was a divider. There, okay, I'll put it out here. Sycamore Road. Nobody's gonna know where that is, but you know where it is.
Okay, yeah.
There's a divider between the two lanes, and there's no way for you to get over. So when someone parks their car there and gets out and makes their way towards your car, the only option you have is to stop and try to back up, hopefully, or yell back and, I don't know, try and save your own life. So for me, I have no desire whatsoever.
What led up to this guy parking and getting out of his car? Were you following too close?
So people like to drive. Swipe him? No, you know, the speed limit on that road is 35. At one point, it was actually 30 for a while there. And mm-hmm. when I was first driving, the people like to go pretty fast down that street. And as I'm
Sycamore Raceway.
That's right. As I'm pulling out, that person is in my blind spot because it's perfectly in both blind spots for both ways as you pull out of that street there. You know what I'm talking about.
Oh, yeah. I know what you're talking about.
Okay. So to the right, this car was barreling down that way. I start to pull out. They honk. I honk. They stop in the middle of the road, start screaming. It was about 1 a.m. So I don't know what it was fueled by, but it was awful. And so I've been completely scarred and turned into an octogenarian while driving. Hopefully
I should just send you the videos that I watch then.
Okay. I don't
just
think
like over and over.
I gotta
cure like, this fear of
it's
road
no,
rage.
Oh no, no, no. It's not a fear. It's not a fear. It's a self-preservation mechanism to try and avoid that sort of thing in the future.
I think that's what drives me. Drive.
Dog.
I think that's what makes
I hate this.
I think that's why I watch them is because I'm learning what not to do. It's definitely pointing me towards the, well, I don't want to be any of these kind of people.
Sure.
On okay. the road.
Yeah. That makes sense.
I know. In fact, driving this week, I've realized, well, maybe I should give them a lot more space than I have in the past because I've seen what can happen.
Yes.
In fact, maybe part of driver's training should be to watch a bunch of road rage on YouTube to learn, don't do this, kids.
Well, it's like college, right? They don't tell you that you're going to spend 90% of your time in meetings talking to people and trying to climb the corporate ladder. No, they just say everything's going to be great and here are all the skills
read
you need.
Read a book, read a bunch of books.
Exactly. So maybe they just need to do that for road rage. And
Since I stopped going to college, Kyle, I've taken people. Zero tests.
True.
Zero.
That is very
Why
true.
Why did I take tests for 14, 15, 17,000 years?
Did you buy any books in your new career, Kenny?
Have I bought books? You mean for my profession?
Yes.
No.
Okay. Well, then I feel like we're two for two here. Doing pretty well.
Although I do have a schedule.
Okay. All right.
But college doesn't teach you schedule. In fact, it teaches you more how to miss class and make it up later.
How inclined are you to get a dash cam now after watching all these?
You know, I'm pretty inclined to do so. But.
Come on.
I don't know. I will say, you know, in all of my career of driving, I've gotten to that one accident. That would have been something I could put on YouTube, I suppose. It'd be really embarrassing.
Super. You got to have one facing you and facing the people in front of you.
Right. Well, the problem...
Because I would watch the internal car one.
Selfie.
Yeah.
My reactions.
Yes.
Well, I would also have tons of footage of me like air drumming and air guitaring while I'm driving.
Right. Singing. Picking your nose. All those things.
Mm-hmm. Eating Taco Bell burritos.
Oh, gosh. No, shameful. So shameful. No.
I could put that on YouTube.
I bet we could. Yeah, exactly. We could create a channel for just shameful burrito eating in your car by yourself.
Like smushing it into my mouth.
I would buy a dash cam just for that. Just the burrito cam. You turn on the burrito cam, and it goes straight to YouTube. That's fine.
The other problem is that I maybe witnessed one minor car accident while I'm driving
in front of you.
around me, okay. Let's say.
All right.
And that's it. I've never been present for an accident that would, like, you know, be on the freeway or on a major thoroughway that would, you know, cause a bunch of traffic or that they would need the dash cam footage for insurance. I've never had that. I've never run into that situation before.
You don't feel like you should be super preventative in potentially if someone comes to you and they're like, man, there was this accident. You didn't really see it, but it was a car that you were in contact with, something like that. You know, super mega investigators come. They come knocking on your door. Kenny, hi.
Yeah.
You were on the 580 freeway 13 days ago. Yes.
Sure.
Do you have archived footage of your entire drive?
Actually, I turned the camera around that day to watch me eat burritos.
Okay. How many burritos were in your bowl?
I don't want to talk about it. Okay.
All right. That's very shameful.
Shame.
Very shameful. We'll go ahead and just leave you alone then.
The other thing is that I would, and in such a case that I would be present for for a traffic collision incident, and I caught it on my camera, I would honestly be like, I would be the guy who would be first on the scene and be like, I would pick out my camera and be like, I have the footage.
Okay.
I know who was wrong.
Okay. So you would be first on the scene. What's that movie with Jake Gyllenhaal?
Oh, Nightcrawler.
Nightcrawler. Yeah. You'd be Night Creeper.
He wasn't an X-Man.
No, he wasn't. He didn't go through walls, but he was for sure going through some barriers, some ethical ones.
Yeah, that's a good movie.
Mm-hmm. That's a great movie. Please see that.
That's a great movie.
Kenny, I have no way of segueing into this, but I think we should get into the headlines. Is that all right with you?
Yeah, they're the midway headlines.
Let's get into it.
Why don't you spend your next hour with those smooth mothers, Kyle and Kenny?
Well, thank you, Harold. I appreciate that very much.
Curly fry.
Tell me, Kenny, what's happening today?
All right, let me finish John. Okay,
still eating.
Apple releases first iOS 10.1 beta to public beta testers with portrait mode for iPhone 7 Plus. If iOS 10 wasn't good enough last week, they have 10.1 beta available now.
Have you seen the photo examples making their way on Twitter? People seem to be...
Of portrait mode?
Yeah, the portrait mode plus people making fun of portrait mode plus people making fun of the iPhone 7 cameras better than the 6 camera. I have no idea what's real anymore.
Yeah, I've seen comparisons of the new camera against either other iPhone cameras or against other smartphone cameras. It's good. Great. They didn't have to spend an hour at their press event to tell us about it, though. They did not have to do that. They could have taken much less time to tell me, yeah, this is as good as like a DSLR you bought maybe 15 years ago. So good on that. Moving on, Kyle, LinkedIn doubles down on education with LinkedIn Learning, and it updates its desktop site.
I'm surprised we haven't
a tongue twisters here.
We haven't received an email for this yet telling us that something's been updated and that we need to go take a look.
Oh, gosh. Do you use LinkedIn?
Oh, yes.
Nice.
Wow.
Does anybody out there use LinkedIn? Because for these headlines, LinkedIn is just like the newsletter that you get in your inbox every day.
Every day? You get a LinkedIn email every day?
Maybe not.
Okay. I hope not.
At least twice a week, I'll get something from LinkedIn.
Hey, someone just changed their job. What do you think?
Okay, delete. Yeah, someone I knew in middle school who connected with me for no reason.
Did you endorse them for macaroni art?
Yeah, I endorsed them for swirlies and wedgies.
That's right. That's right. You were a jerk.
Moving on, because LinkedIn is bleh. Comcast is going to launch a wireless service by mid 2017. Yeah, Comcast, what are you doing here? Comcast service will be based on Wi-Fi, something I assume similar to Google Fi. Kyle uses that, right, Kyle?
I do, in fact, yes.
Cool.
Kenny.
And it's going to lease Verizon Airwaves. So I guess I don't want to say that it's going to, you know, piggyback off of what Verizon has already built, but I'm sure it will be similar to that.
Pretty much. And the same thing can be said for what Google is doing with Google Fi. The problem is, though, that Comcast is notoriously bad for their customer service and hidden fees.
Exactly.
And really terrible experiences all around. I can't
see a benefit of Comcast entering the mobile, not mobile phone service, but the mobile service.
Carrier.
Right? Yeah. Carrier, right? Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. I don't see any benefit for them. What are they going to do? Throttle my speeds even more?
No, money. It's all money. I mean, they're trying to differentiate whatever mega conglomerate company they are now by offering cable channels. And you can get the four for four package or whatever. The four play. What's it?
Yeah, and they'll still charge $50 a month to rent their router.
Yeah, that's
yeah, it's garbage.
You don't need that at all.
Well, Kyle, this is what you do need.
Speaking
Pokemon
of garbage.
Pokemon Go loses the top grossing iPhone app spot in U.S. to Clash Royale, ending a 74-day streak, which is the third longest streak ever.
Huh.
Do we know what the longest streak is?
I have no idea. It's probably in the article. This is over on techmeme.com. You can go take a look.
I'm going to guess. Let's see. One of the top two spots has to be Angry Birds, right?
Probably. I would assume so.
Yeah, let's check it. Let's see if it's in here. Psych. It's not. Oh, my gosh. Angry Birds is not even on the top 10. You want to know what the top 10 is?
Sure. Let's run down the top 10.
All right. Number 10.
Hold on. I got music for you because this is not complete without music. Kenny, here we go.
Simpsons tapped out with 15 days. Number 10. Number 9, Spotify, 18 days. Number 8, Pandora, 20 days. Number 7, what number am I on? Game of War with 21. Number 6, CSR Racing, number with 22 days. Number 5, Clash Royale, which is your number 1 now, with a 32-day streak. Tied with Dragon Veil. Number 3, of course, is Pokemon Go with 74 days. Number 2, Candy Crush Saga with 109. And number 1 with, I want you to try to guess, with how many days, Kyle? Clash of Clans?
You can't put that kind of game onto the App Store. 102.
102 because Candy Crush Saga was 109.
110.
No, you're not gonna price is right here, Kyle. 347.
Wow.
Almost a whole year.
That is surprising.
Consecutive days at number one.
Okay.
Wow.
So how do we feel about Pokemon Go?
Pokemon Go is definitely going down, but I think the statistic is that they still represent about 20% of the purchases on the App Store. For some reason, people are just buying everything in Pokemon Go through the app.
I don't know what to make of that. I do still see people playing it, but overall, I believe it's
Have
now,
you seen anybody with the little clip-on Pokemon Go Plus thing?
Yes.
Oh, yeah. I have.
Yes, I have. Facebook, mostly. And people
not in real life.
More privileged areas than myself.
The curly fries are cold.
Yeah. Oh, go heat them up. Kenny, how about you go heat them up and I'll take you through a nice, lovely ad read for our friends over at Feed Press. You can go do that.
Muscle through.
Okay. All right. Good. That sounds good. How do you feel about frozen French fries?
Like the crinkle cut?
No, any cut.
Any cut.
Yeah. Frozen.
And just eating them frozen?
Frozen. They're basically pre-part fried and blanched and whatnot.
Well, duh.
They're ready to go straight in the oven.
I like hot, oily, tasty French fries.
As you enjoy your road rage videos on YouTube, I enjoy my frozen French fries. So, Kenny, and now that I've grossed you out, this episode of Morning Show is hosted and delivered to you thanks to our friends over at FeedPress. That's right, FeedPress is simple, intuitive, and powerful RSS analytics and podcast hosting. They feature accurate subscriber and podcast download tracking, integrated newsletters, automated publishing, Facebook. I messed up on that line yet again. And a slick drag and drop podcast hosting interface, which is everything you need in order to submit an optimized feed to iTunes. Now they feature 400 megabytes of flexible file storage that rolls over monthly, and a new podcast post creation system. You can easily add show notes, artwork, and upload 4 high quality MP3s per month. Upgrade storage? Ha! Easy, super easy, and affordable, starting at a flat rate of just $20 for 1 gigabyte. So here you go. Let's pass over all this fluffy stuff. Just tell you to get down to brass tacks, Kenny. Sign up today. Feed.press. You'll get 14 days with no contracts or any commitments. And if you'd like to support the show, if you'd like to support the show, we would appreciate you using the promo code Morning Show during checkout. Hi, everything okay? Morning Show at checkout. You'll get 10% off your first year. Okay, all right, you got that.
I tried to Michael Caine that.
You just can't. You can't. Everything's fine.
I didn't have a warm up.
I'll give you a little bit more time. How about this?
Hello, Master Wayne.
Hello.
Hey, Kyle. Before you get into your facts of the day, I want to find out, and so do the rest of our listeners. We want to find out what's Kyle's exact age based on his cheese choices.
Oh boy.
Oh yeah, Food Friday.
I'm excited for this. Okay,
here we go.
Let's do it.
Which cheese would you enjoy most before dinner?
Before
6 choices.
Before dinner. Okay. All right.
Before dinner. Cheddar. Aged. You can't rule it out just yet. Listen to the rest of them.
I know.
Okay. Cheddar. Aged. Manchego. Brie. String. Swiss or blue. And okay, it's spelled B-L-U-E, by the way. it's actually blue. BuzzFeed is stupid.
So Brie's a little String. Heavy. Brie's a little heavy. And blue would ruin my palate. The aged Manchego might as well, because it's a little salty, I would assume. Mm-hmm. I don't know how aged it would be, but
aged.
Okay, aged. Most Manchego is aged, so that doesn't really help. I'll do Manchego because you can have it in small bites and not get too full before your dinner, and then after your dinner can be a wheel of brie, and then you should move on from there. I like it.
I would have done Swiss.
No,
I like Swiss.
I'm sick of Swiss.
With some like tomatoes and. Anyway, Kyle, moving on.
Okay.
Which cheese would you put on toast?
Okay.
Would it be mozzarella, brie, Munster, cheddar, that blue cheese, or feta?
Feta won't melt on toast, so it'd just crumble and roll right off. Munster would probably be pretty good.
On toast?
Yeah. I like it. Well, it's more like a deli cheese. Yeah. What was the first?
Mozzarella.
I would do mozzarella. That sounds pretty good. That'll get nice and crispy on top. You throw that in an oven right next to your little curly fries. Oh, yeah.
All right, Kyle. Which cheese would you enjoy most after dinner? Is that string cheese, Parmesan, Gouda, Brie, Gruyere, or blue?
Between blue and brie for after dinner. Let's do brie.
Yeah, that's right. All right. Which is your favorite out of these cheeses? 6 choices. Cheddar.
Ugh.
Blue. Oh,
gosh.
More the same spelling of blue. Manchego. Pepper jack. Mozzarella. Or don't make me choose.
What was the question?
Which is your favorite out of those that I listed?
Gosh, brie.
Brie was not on that. It was not on the list. Were you listening?
No, I wasn't.
I'm cracking up over here. All right, one more time. Cheddar, blue, manchego, pepper jack, mozzarella, or don't make me choose the cheese.
Blue. Let's go blue. Like the color.
It's dyed blue.
Gross. Yeah,
okay, Kyle, do you prefer soft or hard cheese?
Soft.
It depends on the situation.
No, soft.
Or hard?
Soft.
Soft, okay. All right, Kyle, we got, or you got, 28.
Okay.
That's not bad.
Pretty stinking close. Oh. Yeah. Oh. Stinking.
I get cheese. It. Yeah.
Okay. All right. Good.
Do we want to find out what I would have chosen? Because. Wow. Why would you spell it blue like that?
Listen, I have no control over BuzzFeed, and it has no control over you. So just let it go.
Wait,
is
that how you spell blue? That's
no.
Not how you spell blue, right?
In some situations, yes, it is, unfortunately.
Dang it, I thought I was smart.
The French bleu is bleu, and the make it in California blue is blue, typically.
Okay, so Americans ruined it.
Mostly, of all the things, yes. Cheese would be the one thing to be ruined. I do love California creameries, though. That's okay. The way to go.
I shouldn't have made fun of BuzzFeed for getting blue wrong.
I've got some facts for you, though, Kenny.
Perfect.
You ready?
Yeah.
The scientific name for the Western lowland gorilla is gorilla, gorilla, gorilla.
What?
It's a scientific name. The genus, the species. It's gorilla, gorilla, gorilla.
That's awesome.
Sing it. Sing it along, Kenny.
Gorilla, gorilla, gorilla. Gorilla, gorilla, gorilla. Gorilla, gorilla, gorilla.
You can't crack yourself up.
Oh, it's really
good. You have
good.
To capture
that, though. It's very funny, though.
We're definitely going to play that later.
Good. The offspring, get a new song here for us. The offspring of a goat and a sheep is called a geep.
Are you sure it's not pronounced jeep?
I don't think that's a jeep, no. Because it's goat and right, sheep.
I cracked myself up there.
Or it would be shope. Shote. 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 Sorry, shote. I shote myself.
with the gun.
That could be the name for the number three, a shote.
I shot myself with a gun.
Okay, that's terrible. Kenny, Smokey, we don't need any music for this one. Smokey the Bear has his own zip code.
Is he that fat?
No, it's not like the Weird Al song.
Oh, I see.
Going to need my own Smokey Bear.
So the only Weird Al fans are going to get that, by the way.
That's right. Smokey Bear, Kenny, lived in the National Zoo in Washington, D.C. for 26 years. Now, during that time, he received millions of visitors, and a whole bunch of people wanted to send him mail. He would get 13,000 pieces of mail delivered to him every week. So in 1964, wow. The United States Postal Service gave him his own zip code. And go ahead, Stickley, tell me. What zip code this is?
20,252.
Okay, that's not super accurate, but that's fine. 20252.
I really wish that's how we pronounced zip codes. instead of pronouncing
95,374.
95,350.
So there you go. Good job, Smokey. I think we should write a letter to Smokey. What do you think?
I don't think he's alive anymore.
Really? 26 years, 1964. Yeah, probably not. That's like a,
he's been dead for a while. God.
Oh, now I'm going to be sad.
That's okay.
I think I know what might pick me up though.
Oh,
you know, celebrating a national day. Probably.
Aha!
That's right.
Happy National
White Chocolate Day.
That's wait, we didn't have heroin.
No, I don't have it in two parts. I can make it two parts. Hold on.
No, all right, it's okay. No, we shouldn't.
Hold on. Hold on. Now you're going to make me do it. Come
on.
Yes,
I am.
White chocolate
day.
Thanks, Harold.
Perfect.
Because this is happening on September 22nd, because white chocolate does not contain cocoa solids, it's not actually chocolate in the most strict sense. This is strictest, but I don't think that strictest.
It's a strict.
Strictest.
Strict test.
Is strict test a word?
Let's look it up.
Yeah, strict oh, adjective.
Actually, you know what? I'm gonna use Siri.
Okay.
Is strictest a word? She says checking on that.
Oh, good. All
right, she found it on the web for strictest a word.
Okay, that's not helpful. We can search the web just fine ourselves. I feel like Garko still has enough.
Strictness? I don't think strictest is a word, though.
Okay, good. So during this process,
it is.
I don't think I agree. During the process of manufacturing chocolate, the dark-colored solids of the cocoa bean are separated from the fatty content, but unlike milk or dark chocolate, they are not reincorporated. So you just keep the phlegm, the chocolate phlegm, and then you turn it into bars. Because the first white chocolate bar was actually launched in Europe by Nestle. I don't know what that is, but that's okay.
I turned mine into barf.
Ah. That would not look good. White chocolate barf. It'd just be like, would it be melted? Because I, for some reason.
It would look like someone's vomiting cement. That's what it would look like.
Oh, that's just
chunky. Grumbled looking, just like
what?
Slop.
Oh my god!
That solidifies and hits the ground. And it's just tumbling in your stomach over and over and over.
No.
I don't like that.
That would be the worst car / truck to crash into, right?
A white chocolate truck? Okay.
Yeah, no, white. A Nestle truck.
Hmm. Is that how you pronounce it?
Are you dumb?
So, because Friday, Kenny, is going to be September 23rd, I also wanted to talk to you briefly about National Snack Stick Day.
Oh, try saying that five times fast.
National Snack Stick Day. National Snack Stick Day. National
Snack Stick.
Snack Stick. Snack Stick. Snack Stick. Snack Stick. Snack Stick.
Hey, you did it. You really had to concentrate, though, right?
The Scholastic Snack Stick. Okay. I got a new one for you. There you go. Okay. So on September 23rd, be sure your pockets, backpacks, and desk drawers are stocked, Kenny, so you can observe National Snack Stick Day.
Okay, so stocked. Snack, what does that mean?
Like you keep things in there.
A snack stick stock?
Yes. Oh, goodness. A Scholastic Snack Stick stock.
This is great.
It really, really is. Primarily made with beef or pork, snack sticks harken back to the days when families preserved quantities of beef, pork, and game into sausages. So basically, National Slim Jim Day. That's what today is.
Oh, okay. Beef jerky in one container.
Yes. Yes. Or like a dried sausage, German sausage. I forget the name of it now, and somebody's going to correct me and tell me what the name of the German sausage is that you carry in your pocket with you, and you eat, because I've had one and they're delicious.
Okay, I believe you.
So there you go, National Snack Stick Day.
Now I know that in your younger years, Kyle, you were a frequent Slim Jim consumer.
So the Tabasco Slim Jim and about 8 ounces of mocha. You know where I'm going with this. I can't. Okay, come on. So, anyway, Kenny.
All right. I'm crying. This is the portion of the show where we just crack ourselves up.
And this is the part of the show where we're really. car. Oh, hold on, hold.
Pausing.
Can we just pause right here? Because I.
Oh no 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 no. We need to power through this.
Oh, okay. All right.
I was gonna ask you. Is that? I was gonna ask you if that's. If that's what caused the dog burps.
No.
And I couldn't verbalize it.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, my gosh. Whew. I haven't laughed that hard in a long time.
Yeah, me too. My stomach hurts.
I'll have to go back and listen to that.
Kenny, so Nike, they unveiled this week new self-tying shoes. And according to whatstrending.com, they think they're pretty dang cool.
What do you think?
They look super uncomfortable. That's what they look like. I can play the marketing video, I think. Let's see here.
Yeah, let's listen.
Do, 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 da, do,
I watched it
da,
already.
Do, do, da, 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 do, do. Let me see. Let me make sure that it... Because whatstrending.com does their own really terrible reporting, and I need to make sure that this video is not going to start at the same time.
No, let's...
Can you tell me... They're called Hyper Adapt, are they not? So they're basically like the
yes.
They're like the shoes that you would get from Back to the Future 2, but they're not.
Mm. Yeah, the Back to the Future 2 shoes were like they were like sneakers. These are not sneakers. These are like running shoes.
Right. That's true. All right. Let's.
In fact, they are. Okay. Let's.
This is the Nike HyperAdapt 1.0.
First of all, do they sound like that?
I'm sure they had the mic right up to the
servos.
To the motor.
Squeaky shoes, though, are kind of not what people want in life unless you're Chucky Finster, and then you totally want them.
Chucky Finster. I would say that this is cool, basically just in concept, like first iteration. Wow, look where they are. They only made it a year later than Back to the Future said they would, because it was Nike. But definitely not the shoe that you would go with, right? In fact, you'll look back on this 10 years down the road when everybody has. Like smart leasing shoes or whatever, or you know, the motors are basically super small, and there's technology in your shoes that tracks your steps. Every piece of clothing is smart at that point. But you would look back on this as the starting point, and you go, "Wow, look how antiquated that looks 10 years ago. Whoa, that's crazy.
It's making noises.
I can already see because." For a split second, you go, wow, that's the future. And then you go, I'm already bored with it.
Yes, that's exactly how I feel about it.
That's where I am. And is that just a symptom of society today?
This is what it looks like to me.
We've hit instant boredom?
No, it's just that it's not fast enough and it's not like wow factor enough for me to say I need a pair of those. Because it takes almost as long for me to... untied shoes myself, or to just slip on a pair of shoes that don't have any laces, like the ones that you and I wear, which totally to me feel like the future.
Right. More ease of use. This is not ease of use. You have to charge these for 3 hours to get 2 weeks of wear.
Do you think they have a charging base to you just stand on it?
It's a wireless magnetic charger that connects to the bottom of the shoe.
It connects? Wait, wireless connects?
Yeah, it's like magnetic.
Oh, so like you just Watch. Okay, you just set it. You set the shoes on to the little platform, and then they charge.
Hardly a platform. It's like...
Okay, let's
it's smaller than the shoe. Let me just say...
Is a
I don't want to listen to her voice.
Okay, all right.
Let me just tell you, when she like whips out the charger, it looks like she has no idea what she's doing with it in her hands. It's like flopping all over, the cable's all messed up and everything.
There's a cable?
And she's trying. Yeah. Well, yeah, it has to plug in.
Okay. Let's. Oh, I see it. Are you kidding me?
It's super unwieldy.
Are you kidding me?
Let's just hope that's what they used in like the
no
in the testing or something.
Okay. I'm taking a screenshot of this. Are you Whoa.
She just like flops it out. She's like, and this plugged into here, and this plugged into here.
Wow, that's also really disrespectful, but that's okay. That's all right. Whatever.
I'm sorry.
It's
not really.
You're not really that sorry. You're
no, I'm not.
You're being influenced by those videos that you're watching. It's okay. I can't blame you, but I also can't back you.
Now they do light up, which is okay. Cool.
Wow. Wait.
But I had shoes like that in first grade. So.
Yeah, true.
What do you, Nike?
What are you in first grade?
Surprised you didn't play it.
So there you go. I don't have it. It's going to take way too long for me to find
it. So downvote.
Yeah, okay. I'm sorry. Let's get to it, though. Kenny, it's time for Food Friday.
This can get you out of jail quite easily. Ham salads, ham sandwiches, ham egg and chips.
That's right. It's Food Friday.
I'm still recovering from our laughing fit.
Yeah, I know. Me too. My face kind of hurts, and
yeah, it does.
I'm sweating all over. What are we eating today?
Kyle, I have this bag.
Give me a little shake. Yeah. Come on.
I teased this on Tuesday.
Give me a little shake.
This is a bag of M&Ms flavored as, it's white candy corn flavor. And if you knew anything about the Roderick brothers, you'd know we hate candy corn.
That is true.
We hate it.
We absolutely, unequivocally hate it.
I don't know if it's genetic. If we had a childhood trauma, which one Halloween night, no kids came to our door, and so our parents made us eat all the leftover white candy corn. Oh, they just keep turning it up. All right, so I opened it. These are not the shape of M&Ms. What's going on? It smells like candy corn. The candy corn colors, white, yellow, and orange.
Okay.
And if you were one of those people that just ate the tips, like the nubs off of the candy corn, and then put the rest of it back.
That's me.
I want to chop off your head.
Why? Why? Well, I wouldn't put it back. I mean, if it was my own bowl, I would put it back into my own bowl, but I wouldn't.
For later?
Well, no.
You treated your candy corn like a now and later? Like, now I'm going to eat the white part. Ugh. Later, I'm going to eat the orange part.
Yeah, I guess.
Gosh, what are candy corn made of?
I think it's just plain sugar. Here, I feel like I need to set the mood for you a little bit. Let's try this one. Nope, that's not the one I want. Goodness, come on. I'm excited to bring these back, but I'm trying to find some music here for you to really feel like. No, come on. Come on. Finding it.
The more I'm smelling it, the more I don't want to eat it.
Yeah. That makes sense.
Still searching?
Goodness. Yeah, still searching. It's all okay. Right, it's
here, good. Okay, I'm going to wait for the music to take a bite.
Ah. Kenny, how does it feel?
All right, cool. We got Dr. Brain playing some harpsichord or something. This does kind of sound like Dr. Brain themed Halloween music, right?
Yeah, a little bit. I hear it.
Yeah, that was a harpsichord heavy game. Okay. Anyway, all right, here we go. First, I'm choosing the white M&M, so it's the nub of the candy corn.
Do you really think that they taste differently? They've got to all just be chocolate, right?
Oh. Eh. Oh. It doesn't taste like candy corn. No, it kind of does. Look at that aftertaste. It's like pure sugar. I don't even know what's on the inside of these. Let me take a half bite.
Okay, please. I'm curious. They're not like...
Oh,
it's not like...
Gah!
Oh, what happened? What is it?
It's just candy corn in the middle.
Are you kidding? It's chocolate-covered candy corn?
No. But
it's just...
It's the inside is white. It's not chocolate.
Is it white chocolate?
Oh, maybe it's white chocolate. That would make sense.
That would absolutely. That would totally make sense for today, at least.
Yeah, it would make sense for today.
Plus, you open the bag, so.
There's no turning back now.
Gosh, I'm so excited. We got, what, like a month before that show? Oh, my gosh. Oh, so excited.
I'll give these to my wife. I think she'll like them.
She'll eat the whole container.
Let's hope not.
Try putting them into the little oven there, maybe, and just turning them into maybe one solid just block of candy corn.
Now, I will say, in one serving size, which is a quarter cup, 35% of your daily saturated fat.
Blah.
Holy crap.
That sounds terrible. Well, let me tell you about one brief thing here, Kenny. Because it is Food Friday, we got to cover a little bit of food news. Someone has patented this hot dog hamburger hybrid.
I think we know the question that's on everyone's mind.
Is this a burrito or a dog?
Is this a burrito or a dog?
Oh, yeah, I forgot. I didn't say on the other one.
No, but I can find it. I was not ready for this, but we can find it. Kenny, tell me a little bit about this hot dog hamburger patented item here, because it does look very special, and I am excited to potentially one day try one at a hopefully affordable price. I hope so.
All right, Kyle. Well, the inventor, Mark Murray is his name. He's the inventor of the ham dog. And his combination hamburger and hot dog bread bun was granted a U.S. patent in 2009. So we're 7 years late on this.
Man.
But we got some figures here of how it actually looks in the patent. And it just looks like the top half of a hamburger bun and the top half of a hot dog bun spliced in the middle.
There's a drawing of sorts here. It's figure one, figure two, figure three. It's three-dimensional, representations.
So let me read the kicker here.
Okay, please do.
He first pitched his idea on Shark Tank Australia to a panel of unimpressed judges in 2015.
Come on.
I guess they laughed him off the stage. Off the show, even.
Wow.
But now he's selling it at at fairs and markets in Australia.
This is a fair food. That is for sure. Yes,
it does. It does involve a little bit of creative. I don't know, adjustments to the hamburger, because in order to eating? Fit the hot dog on there, you have to basically cut the hamburger in half,
and it goes through. Yes, it bisects.
And you wedge the hot dog in between the two halves of hamburger.
Right. So here's what it actually is like.
Like hot dogs and hamburgers.
Exactly. That's together. Right. So good. You're so bassy. Mm. I want to try this ham dog.
I would like to try it too. I'm not just saying.
Like, I want to try this ham, comma, dog. Like, I want to try this actual, patented hot dog hamburger item known as the ham dog together.
Now, what would you put on your ham dog? As condiments and stuff.
So we're gonna bring back the mustard. Does it go on this? And does canned ketchup go on this? Because it's a hot dog.
Canned?
Can ketchup go on this,
I
said.
Oh, I thought you said...
There
we go. That was when Kyle's burps transferred over to me.
Yep.
not gonna mute that one.
Nope.
I thought you said canned.
No.
Like it came in a pop can.
No.
Oh no. No.
I didn't at all. But I would probably put Arby's sauce.
Ooh. Wow. Okay. So, despite the fact that there's absolutely no deli meats.
Yes.
You would go with Arby's sauce.
Because it's another patented sauce of sorts that...
Oh, so you'd go full patent on this meal.
Which I then could patent myself and have the Arby's sauced hot dog and hamburger hamder dog. What's it called?
Ham dog.
Like hot dogs and hamburgers.
Ham dog.
Okay. It looks like in this promotional photo, they basically treated the condiments as... what you would put on a hamburger.
Yeah.
And it just kind of works for the hot dog.
Yeah. Mustard, mayo, tomatoes. Full on
tomato slices. Lettuce.
You get kind of like a Chicago dog thing going on.
Although does look like sauerkraut in the back, doesn't it?
No, onions.
Are those onions?
Onions, yeah, onions.
Oh, okay.
A typical both hot dog and hamburger.
Sauerkraut on a burger. What would that taste like?
Pretty good, probably. It would be like a Reuben, maybe a little bit.
Yeah.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Thousand right. Island.
I'm down with this.
All right.
Maybe we need to take... Oh, wait. Hey, look at this. Murray is currently looking for people to take on a ham dog franchise. For $10,000, you can get your own ham dog marquee and become a reseller.
Are you kidding? $10,000?
That's it. Hey, Patreon level, guys.
Oh, my gosh. Patreon.com/morningshow. We should do that. Okay, so for... What was it again? $1,000.
$10,000.
Okay, $10,000 is for our own ham dog franchise. I feel
and you have a stake in that, by the way.
I do. No, I have a burger in it. And then
no, I'm not talking to you. I'm talking to our listeners.
Oh. No, we can't. We cannot offer shares of our ham dog franchise yet because we don't have it and it's not ours. But we would serve it with Arby's sauce. So please, if you're interested okay. in that, we could at least serve that there. It's fine. I don't know what level the nasal douche of Taco Bell fire sauce is, but we'll find out.
I think we said 2000.
I feel like the ham dog franchise would just be a lot more enjoyable. That's all. That's all I'm thinking.
Well, if they hit the ham dog franchise, they're definitely getting the nasal douche.
You just get because like,
that level will have been passed 5 times at you that
just,
point.
Just order it on the side with your ham dog, and I'll take also just like a gigantic 44 and a bowl ounce
of cold curly
that's,
fries.
That's right. That's sounds fantastic. We should not be restaurateurs. That's all I'm saying here, Kenny. As a listener of this show, you should go over to morningshow.am. That's where we've got the notes. I'm losing my voice now for this show. And you can see some of the pictures that we are viewing at the moment of the really ugly self-lacing sneakers with the Apple Watch charger on the back and the ham dog. So please go do that. Also, check out goodstuff.fm for some other great shows that we'll be posting soon. I don't really think I have anything else. It's Thursday night, and I'm ready to get to bed.
Okay. Quick service note. We will not be around next week. If you made it this far into the show, you will find out that there will be no episodes next week during the weekdays. But the following weekend, which I think is October 1st and 2nd.
Oh, boy.
Look forward to maybe something releasing that weekend. Maybe something fun.
Yeah, can we do like just like a creepy episode on every day in October, maybe?
I'll leave that up to you, Kyle.
Okay. All right.
We can just Halloween theme the whole month, maybe.
I'm so excited. So excited. I'm shaking the microphone.
We don't want to overplay it.
I hope you enjoy your weekend, everybody. We'll be back again in a week or so. Until then, enjoy your weekend. Goodbye.
Have a good one. Is it going to go up?